for me. But there's one very important thing that I forgot to put in, and I think you would want it there too. I will never forget when we were all in New York for Sydney's wedding, the night before the wedding, you and Aunt Henry gave the rehearsal dinner, and you performed for the assembled multitude. And you gave a spectacular performance of a Cajun. I would like you to do something similar for this take, although it'll miss some of the effect because I remember the outfit you wore. I think we were all dressed up in our best bib and tucker, and you took your jacket off, and you put on a pair of suspenders, and you put on an old hat, and you took your shoes off, and you rolled your pants up, and you gave your story, and you were a sensation. Well, we can't do all the costuming right here, but would you give us a story in Cajun dialect, for which you should have a very good background since you were born and reared in that country?
Well, as you know, I was born in Houma, Louisiana, which is part of the Cajun country, and down there we talk with broken language, and which is as best we can do for our English. I'll tell you, one day when I was down the bayou, I was pagaye in my pirogue, and I meet my friend Teles for Boudreau. He said, "Hello, Easy." I said, "Hello, Tele." He says, "Comment you?" I say, "Oh, that's fine." He said, "Where you go?" I said, "Well, I'm going to go over to Shreve and take the train and go to New Orleans, see my friend Buddy Isaacson. He want me to come spend some time with him and for the Mardi Gras. And I'm going to be there and see what kind of Mardi Gras they got there." And sure enough, we're going to have one a hell of a good time down there. And I'm going to stay with him and do everything they do too. And when I come back, I tell you all about it, huh? Hello, au revoir, bonne chance, my friend.
Thank you, that's a good way to end it. Uh-huh.